Well, it is my pleasure right now to welcome Jonathan Siri to the studio. He is actually my first guest in the studio since 2020. He's 30 years old. He's a volunteer firefighter, and he is a cancer patient at the Ottawa Hospital. He just did something remarkable. He has been training for this, and you know, he's an athlete, but he just walked a marathon around the hospital, and he did so to raise awareness in our country of the need for more blood donations and bone marrow donations. He joins me right now. Jonathan, first of all, thank you for coming in studio. This was a surprise. I was expecting to be talking to you over the phone.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. This is an absolute blast. It's just nice to be somewhere other than a hospital room for a change.
Well, you were walking all around that hospital. Tell us a bit about yourself. I mentioned that you've worked as a firefighter. You are a firefighter. You're an athlete. Tell us a bit about, first of all, your diagnosis last fall when you came to learn that you were going to have to be treated for this.
Well, it was a bit of a surprise, as it, I think, typically comes to everybody. I had been feeling bad since August. I had thought it was COVID, and there was a series of other things that were going on simultaneously, so I just kept writing it off. I didn't recover, though. So eventually, I went and saw my GP, because, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do when you're not feeling well. She sent me for a battery of tests, and within 24 hours, she called me back in, told me that I had acute myeloid leukemia, and everything was arranged already. She sent me immediately for blood work. I had transfusions in the ER, and they had the Ottawa Hospital arranged with the doctor set up and everything to go for that Monday. So I had a couple of days to put my life together and travel down here and then essentially live here for a month to do induction chemo, which would determine, you know, if I was going to make it or not, because my blood was in a pretty bad shape. So it was a really fast thing.
And had you heard that medical terminology before when the doctor delivered those words? Did you know what the doctor was talking about?
I mean, I'm familiar with leukemia and cancers. My uncle just passed away this summer from cancer of the lymph nodes. So it's something that I am familiar with throughout kind of my family and my life, but I hadn't experienced acute myeloid leukemia ever. It wasn't something that I knew intimately. I do now.
Yeah. Tell me about the treatment that you've been going through, how you've been doing, how you've been feeling leading up to doing this marathon.
So the treatment's incredibly intense because it is an acute cancer. It acts fast. And I was in a rough shape when I came in because I had it for so long at that point. And thankfully, I was still alive at that point. So I'm already grateful for how fast the team across the board acted. The first treatment was 7 days straight of chemo. So they run you 24/7 on chemo. I was on two separate chemos and an immunotherapy. And then your body essentially bottoms out at that point. So your body, your bone marrow is gone. You're not producing any cells. And at that point, you don't feel pretty darn good at all. And you're kept alive with platelets, blood transfusions. And essentially every day they just monitor your counts. And the hope is at the end of that process, your bone marrow grows back. And when it starts producing its own cells again, it's not producing those cancerous blasts or cells that was the issue in the first time. So that's the process I went through. There's a lot of side effects and things that happen. It doesn't just attack the bone marrow. It attacks all your fast growing cells. So everything from my stomach liners to my nose to I've got a really nice bald look going on right now. It's saving me a ton on shampoo. You know, in this economy, that is actually something to write home about.
Your humor is still intact. That much is clear. but really, on a serious note, you're very humorous about it and you've got such an upbeat attitude. It's a lot for your body to endure. It's a lot mentally to go through. In all of this, in these intense treatments, how did you come up with this idea? I'm going to walk a marathon. When my body's going through this, I'm going to walk a marathon around the hospital.
Well, it didn't. You know, it was a series of tangents, as a lot of ideas are. I came back in for my second kind of round of chemotherapy, which is consolidation chemo, because I was fortunate enough to get remission off the first one, which is keeping my cancer kind of at bay until I can get a transplant. And it makes my stomach feel really upset kind of afterwards. So my final bag finished Christmas Day in the hospital, and I just went for a walk to try and help clear my stomach. And I kept doing that each day. At the same time, I received a card from one of my cousin's children that said, get good. It didn't say get well, get better. They had wrote get good. And for some reason, that stuck to me. I'm like, well, I better start working out. And there isn't much you can do inside the hospital in the hematology ward. So I walked. And I started noticing each day I was walking a bit more to the point where by New Year's, I had done 15 kilometers, 13 kilometers. I was getting up there. And then I just kind of wondered what, you know, a milestone would be. I realized, you know, a marathon's 42, half marathon's 21. And I just kind of said, heck it, let's give it a shot.
So you do this, and you started last Wednesday.
Yes.
10 in the morning.
Yep.
You finished the next morning, about 14 hours later. What was that like? What was it like doing a marathon in the hospital?
It was a slog. So, I mean, there's no other way to put it. I was actually inside the hematology ward the entire time. I was neutropenic, so it wasn't safe for me to be really going outside of the unit for an extended period of time. I was in a mask, and I had actually, they'd given me permission to tape a course inside the unit, which is essentially a rectangle. So I taped a rectangle course, and I walked laps around that. And it was 453 laps around the unit to make 42.2 and change kilometers. And I just kept going, and the muscles started giving out, the feet. I mean, blisters are a thing, and I'm going to invest in some nice socks going forward. But it was, I think the thing that really stood out to me was how much people supported me. The doctors walked with me. They actually did my appointments while I was walking when they could. The nurses came by. My pharmacist came by, and I was able to ask questions about things that were troubling me about the transplant while I was walking. Everyone was so supportive throughout the entire time. And I even had other patients' family members join me on my walk. There was one patient who walked every day of her life, and her son was able to join me that day for a couple laps. And unfortunately, she lost her fight that day to cancer. But it was a really touching moment to walk with her family during that time. And it was all those kind of moments. The fact that my grandma out in Vancouver right now is recovering from a broken hip and, you know, trying to give her some inspiration. If I can walk a marathon on chemo, she can do her physio. And there's so many reasons to keep walking that it didn't really matter how long it was going to take me. The slower and slower I got, I wasn't going to stop because there's just so many reasons to keep going.
Yeah. There's something really powerful in that, isn't there? That you press on. Right. And as you are going through leukemia, as other people are going through what they're going through, they saw so much inspiration in this that they wanted to join you. They wanted to be alongside you. And you mentioned that at the end, the nurses and the other healthcare staff had set up a bit of a celebration for you.
Yeah. On my final lap, I came around the corner and the nursing staff, the health aides, I mean, we're talking, you know, 12:20 at night, and they quietly, not to wake any of the other patients, were cheering me on, and they surprised me with a dinner. I had three really nice Wendy's burgers, and I thanked them so much. Like,
you needed the calories after the marathon.
Sure. There was about 7,000 I needed to replace at that point, and I was just so thankful and touched that they would take time off, like even during their break time. And these people work so hard, and for them to take those minutes just to cheer me on for walking around essentially in circles. Like, I just, it meant a lot to me.
Have people reached out to you since they've heard about your story and they know what you have done?
Not really.
I think they will be after this conversation. I'm going to tell you that because you should see the love that you're getting on the text board right now. Colleen says, what a rock star. I love this guy. He's so positive. Carry on, young man. You got this. So I think that's probably the beginning of a lot of messages that you're going to receive. That's my hunch.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's at the end of the day, I mean, the fact that people are hearing about it, the biggest thing to me isn't about what I'm doing. It's about, like, now that people can hear, is about raising awareness for all the people that allow me to do this. Like, I couldn't have done this walk without people donating blood. I couldn't have done this walk with all the like blood transfusions and platelet transfusions I received, because the chemo takes care of the cancer, but It's all those donated blood. It takes four people donating blood to make a single bag of platelets. And during my induction, I needed those every day for weeks just to stay alive. Like, my blood was so thin, it was seeping out of my body because it was that thin. And it was with those donations, with the stuff that other people did that kept me alive. So, like, me walking a marathon's great, but, like, there's so many people who I'll never meet that donated that I'm thankful for keeping me alive. And the team there that did all my treatments and came in with a positive attitude every day, like, I can be positive because they kept me in such good spirits, regardless of how hard their day was. The nurses came in, the doctors came in, and they could be dealing with a patient in just incredible agony and pain. And they would come into my room with a smile on their face and so much positive energy and work ethic. Like, you couldn't not be infected by what that team in hematology on 6 East at the Toronto or at the Ottawa General Hospital can do. And does for each one of their patients. Like, I mean, if I had to say anything, it'd be just thank you.
Just got another message here from Stuntman Stu, who works on our sister station, our brother's station, works in this building. And, you know, he's gone through his own battle and he's gone through cancer himself. He says, "You're my hero. Better than me. I couldn't even get out of bed." That's from Stu. And Jen says, "I'm crying. What an inspiration." So I just want to let you know, a lot of people are cheering with you. They're so inspired by what you did here. And Jonathan, we're all with you. We're all on your team. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate this support.
Jonathan Seary joining us, 30 years old, volunteer firefighter, going through cancer at the Ottawa Hospital. And he just walked a marathon around the hospital to raise awareness, to talk about the need for blood donations and bone marrow donations. And I think he's certainly doing just that.